Hello.
Hey, Brian. This is Peter Davidson. Apologies. Yes. I was not able to call you at that time. I was busy with the other client, so it got late.
Okay. Did you receive my email at all?
Emails about what?
Regarding the website?
Yes, you sent me some content which needs to go on the banner, and I've updated that content on the website too.
Right, and then while you updated it, you added an arrow onto the page.
Which arrow are you talking about?
Okay, I don't know what size screen you got.
I've got a 22-inch monitor.
Okay.
Where do you see the arrow?
Okay, I see it where emergency is.
Okay.
But if you, you bring your mouse across, you bring your mouse across, you'll see an arrow. It'll highlight.
Okay, let me check. Oh, Brian, I cannot see any arrow over there. What type of arrow is it? Is it a white arrow?
No, it's a. You can't see the arrow. It's actually a triangle, a greater and sign. That's hidden in between. Because when you move your mouse across the wording,
mm-hmm.
you'll get a yellow dot.
Okay, you sent me the screenshot too. Let me check the screenshot. Okay, let me check. Brian, I guess the issue is fixed now because if I'm scrolling the banner from right to left, I cannot see any yellow arrow or something like that.
Well, when I just refreshed and cleared all the cache, and it's still there.
Okay, then I can check with the developers in the backend that if this change is making any problem or something, then we can surely get it fixed because I cannot see it on my PC. I might see it on a smaller screen or laptops. So I'll get it checked, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, and then the other thing, was it Sam that did the work on the emails?
Yes.
Okay, one of them,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting an email every 2.5 hours from some fake company.
Okay, and what's the email about?
In regards to financing, in regards to how to become rich quick, all kinds of crap.
And you're getting that email on support?
Correct.
Okay. So do you need to block those emails?
I need that whole company. It's one company.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see the emails or not.
Well, we cannot see the emails, but for sure if you can send us the email from which you're receiving the emails, the spam emails, so that we can block that email.
Okay, I can do that because
okay,
it shows... Shows all kinds of weird addresses and everything else. I've got right now in the last 2 days 33 emails.
Oh, I'll get it checked and I'll block that for sure. That's not a problem.
Okay, so just send you a couple of the emails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, great. However, Brian, if you're available, David is on the line. He needs to have a word with you. So that will just take 5 to 10 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
Please
yeah.
hold on the line.
Hey, Brian, how are you? This is David.
Fine, thanks, David.
So how's your day going today?
No, not bad.
Oh, perfect. And as you can see, your website is live, so everything is going good?
Well, I'm getting, got some, still some little flaws in it, but we're getting them cleaned up.
Yeah, and the website is already live, and some of the tweaks which you're looking for, I already asked Peter to expedite the work and get everything done for you, but just because of the website is already live. So are you started with the marketing process, which we have discussed before, that you do have someone who can put your website, your products onto the Instagram and their profile to give you the promotion on there? So did you already start with that?
Well, nothing's been done in regards to the Facebook, and none of that's been started now.
Mm-hmm. So, and the plan which I shared to you regarding the marketing solution for your business, which will cover the social media marketing as well, along with the search engine optimization. So if you can consider that instead of the only getting your website promoted on such social media, so I think this is the best one for you.
Right. Okay.
So the reason to take this thing on hold, that is something just because of the cost, or is there any other reason for that?
Well, it's cost right now, and getting things starting to promote instead of just costing.
Yeah, like else, you know, you're already live, and if you can try to pull up your website without the business name of yours, you're not able to found your website, right?
Right, and something's, I was supposed to have this thing, what was it? I can't think of the wording, but at least five wordings towards, Google. That's it, yeah, the Google stuff, and nothing's been done on that yet.
Yeah, just because of that you're not doing any kind of like Google marketing to get your website to be searchable on search engine of Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and the whole plan, which we discussed before regarding your marketing for your business, as I mentioned to you again, like which will cover the social media marketing and as well as the search engine optimization and give you the business profile as well for your business. And as you just mentioned that you just take this thing hold off just because of the pricing, which I shared out to you. So firstly, if you can tell me like in which plan are you interested in, like on the 6 months or the 12 months?
The six.
6 months. Let me just take a look. What is the pricing which I shared out to you at that day? Now, I'm definitely going to reduce down the cost for you and make this possible for you to moving forward with this. Just give me a 1 second. Let me pull up the proposal. Okay, so I've just pulled up the document which I shared to you.
regarding the prices and as well as the services which you are getting for the 6 months. So as I can see that you will be getting the search engine optimization for the 6 months and also the social media marketing. So the actual price which I shared to you for the 6 months plan, that is the 1800. And at this moment, can you please provide me with your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes,
M1M2P9.
Okay, so the zip code is basically asking you for, we usually get the discounts on the zip code on different states. So I'm just going to use this zip code and see what's the best I can do for you to get you on board for the next 6 month marketing plan. And on that, which I'm really going to assure you that the investment which you're going to do with this marketing, so, and the 100%, you will get the return of your investment for sure once we start doing the job. So let me just pull up this zip code and see what's the discounted price which I can give you today. Okay, so I've just replied the zip code which you provided me. That is M1M2P9. So after applying the zip code, so the discounted price which I'm seeing on my screen, that is $1,399. So you will be getting the straight $400 discount at this moment.
All right.
Yeah. So
well,
with this,
I've got to hold off until I start getting some funds in.
Okay, so perfect. Like, as you know, the discounted price which I gave you, that is only valid for today. And if you are really interested in this, so we can at least start with the process so you can see some progress. So, and once you feel like, once you got the funds, then you can give us a call and pay the amount. What do you say about this?
Okay, I've got to hold off until I get some things organized here.
Mm-hmm. So is there any specific date for me to follow you up on this?
Give me at least a week and a half.
Okay. So the same thing, like, is this something just because of the cost to hold off for, like, 1.5 week?
Well, okay. I've thrown in a whole bunch of money continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't pulled any money out.
Yeah.
Okay, which is okay. But... Mm-hmm. This is supposed to have been done months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost several different things because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to, you know, work around other things.
Yeah, like as you can see, if we can talk about the dilation of the progress, so it usually takes just because of, like, if you're taking a little time to send us the details and if our developer is taking a little time to get the things done, so this will usually take a little time to get everything done, but at the end of the day you will get the product of yours which you paid for, right? And at this moment you have the website and it's working perfectly fine onto the search engine, but the reason is you're not doing any kind of marketing. This is why you're not getting the return of your investment, right? And considering
well,
that's
the fact, part of it, yeah,
this is just
that's
the startup
of it, yes.
business this is just the startup business so no one basically knows you, who's Brian Grant is, what business, what services he is providing at this moment, just to making sure as your this is your startup business, just to make the name in front of the people who are interested in your type of services, you shouldn't need to do such marketings. This is why you already have a plan when we have a discussion initially, that you already have a plan to market your website, to promote your products on these Instagram. But I had a discussion with you, give you the better plans, and giving you the best pricing for you for the complete marketing solution for your business. And as well as per my memory, you told me like you're going to spend $500 a month to promote your website on just Instagram. And here, I'm giving you the opportunity in the less amount of money, and as well as giving you the more months to avail the marketing, and as well as giving you the two opportunities to generate the clients, to generate the revenue with your website.
Okay, as I said, give me 2 weeks.
Sure, and if may I know, like, how much you're able to afford to at least start with this?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because right now, okay, mm-hmm. there's still things wrong with the website,
mm-hmm.
which are going to get fixed. I just
mm-hmm.
talked to Peter about.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how long it takes to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, I've been phoning since last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent emails, I've phoned, and today's the first day. So,
mm-hmm.
7 days to get a reply back.
Oh, actually, just because of to getting you
there's
back.
There's no excuse.
Peter actually is not available for like a couple of days just because of his health issues. So this is the only reason.
There's nobody else in your whole company. Sam couldn't call me. Who did all the work?
I think you're having the conversation with Sam Jones on email continuously.
Well, it's an email issue. One's an email issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's who, All I'm saying is there's more than Peter involved in the company.
Yeah, but at this, because we usually assign the...
There's more than one person. If Peter, all of a sudden quit tomorrow, mm-hmm. nobody going to get a call back in regards to Peter?
Peter, we're going to take care of your project from his home. Just because of you're giving the instructions to fix the errors, but at that time you're having the issues with your email address. That is the only thing which our networking department can do. But at this moment, you will be having your email fixed, and you're good to go to use your email address. However, for the fixes which you just have discussed with Peter, so I'll already ask Peter to expedite the process for you and get the revisions done for you according to your exact instructions, and we'll get back to you with no periods of time.
Okay.
So, however, at this moment, what I am doing for you, as we already had a discussion about the pricing for the marketing, so as you want some time to collect some funds to come up with this, so I'm going ahead and lock down this deal for you in $1,400 for the 6 months marketing, which will include SEO and social media marketing. And in the next 2 weeks, I'll give you a call, and we will just take it from there then, okay?
Good enough.
Okay, perfect. And at this moment, Peter needs to have words with you. I'm just going to have him over the phone again.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, Brian, so I just checked with the developer, and the emails which you are receiving, actually someone is filling the contact form on your website, and that is a robot. Like, for example, marketing companies do run campaigns, and the automatic bots fill the forms and send it to your email, and they do their marketing. So what we need to do to stop this is that we need to add a recapture code on the forms so that it verifies that a human is filling the form or placing the order so that the robots cannot send you the emails. So are you familiar with the recapture code?
That's just if I'm a robot or whatever the hell it is.
Exactly. It stopped the robots to fill up the contact forms because they cannot go through the contact forms or select the images in the recapture form. It's basically a security protocol to confirm that a human is basically filling the forms. So we will be adding the recapture code on the contact form and on the orders too. so that it verifies that a human is placing the order, not a robot. Okay?
Sure. Good enough.
Okay, Brian. Then I'll get back to you by tomorrow. The recapture code will be added. Okay, and I'll get back to you by tomorrow. And I'll fix the error too, which you told me. So I'll check with that with the developer too. Okay?
Okay, good enough.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Brian. It was nice talking
good.
To you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.